Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 138. I'm Mike Earle.
I'm Randy.
And welcome. It is now February 6th, according to the calendar that we don't have, 2014, approximately. Welcome to Bleed Geek. We're going to discuss the weekend tech news or news or cliffhanger news, or
we're gonna say cheers.
Cheers
to the freaking weekend.
Cheers news. You want to talk about cheers?
Ding,
Sam made a Malone.
Ding, sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Everybody knows my name here. Anyways,
I'm not always glad you came though.
Oh, sick burn. Anyways, let's get into the
welcome
news. So we talked briefly at the end of the week, or at some point it was rumored that Bloomberg was reporting that the new CEO at Microsoft was going to be
Gabe Newell,
Satya Nadella. And it is now official. And with that, Bill Gates is also stepping down as the chairman, and he's going to be a tech advisor.
What does that even mean?
That means he's going to pull the
direction
strings. That means he's in charge secretly.
That's what I thought.
He apparently was really pushing for this guy when they were searching for the CEO. He was his choice.
Gabe.
No.
Oh. Pretty sure if you check the website to vote in the new CEO, Gabe was definitely
I'm
the heavy
sure
favorite.
That website was run by people who had no say and who is going to be the next Microsoft CEO.
PC Master Race, we run this show.
Well, that just shows you what Windows thinks of you.
Ouch.
I had to say it. How do you feel about this, or you just don't care?
No, I don't care. I mean, I think, it can't... How about...
I guess we have no way to know yet.
I don't think it can get worse.
I don't know, Ballmer was fun. Crazy as he was.
But he didn't.
I was watching some videos of him. He's like on stage in like this blue shirt, and it's just like such dark blue here in his pits, like in his chest, like he's just sweating, like huge pit stains. I'm like, that's awesome. He's just even care.
Yeah, I mean, he was a poor choice, in my opinion. He did not do any. I don't think he did.
He ran the company for like 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Ran into the ground.
I don't think he did anything good for them while he was there.
Ran into the ground.
And that's all I have to say about that.
What are you, Forrest Gump? That's all I have to say about that. That's Microsoft.
Bring Bill back.
It kind of is. I thought we just went over that. He's pulling the strings. Puppet master. Puppet.
So could you say
master of puppets?
Damn.
Is that what you're going for?
Damn.
Could you?
Stole it, Mike.
Stole it right from you. So moving on. Samsung is apparently going to have an Unpacked event at the end of the month, February 24th. So that's the week you'll be gone? No, it'll be after.
Be back.
So supposedly they're going to launch the Galaxy S5.
Good for them.
You think it'll be full of bloatware?
No. Yes. Did you...
Sloatware? Do you think they call it sploatware? We gotta get our sploatware on there.
Or maybe it's bloatsware.
Ooh. That's probably better. Yeah. Anyway, did I what?
So you had heard, because I don't think there's any Apple news, really. So Apple had...
Apple and the FDA. Yeah.
Apple had pulled down a bunch of Bitcoin apps.
They've been blocking them basically since they started showing up.
And to me, that seems crazy. Like, it's not doing any harm to their network. But anyways, there is a guy from Reddit that's on our Bitcoin, I believe. And for every 100 upvotes that his post got, he was going to donate one Nexus 5 phone to somebody who took a video of them destroying their Apple iPhone and to switch to Android.
Just because of Apple blocking Bitcoin?
Yeah. Because there's a lot of people in the Bitcoin community that aren't happy about all the apps being blocked. So I saw my first video today of a guy doing it. He's like, I already got confirmation that he has sent my... Or that he will be... That I have been chosen and that he'll be sending me a phone. And so he shot his iPhone at a gun range and it was pretty funny.
That's crazy. I remember I read a while ago about why exactly they were doing it, but I can't remember what it is off the top of my head.
Because it's not a federally regulated...
Yeah, something just because of...
Well, look at the swings in price.
Right. There's I have an app that allows me to watch the price, but not... It's the Bitcoin wallets that are getting taken out, really. The wallet apps.
Okay, so you can track price.
I have an app now still that tracks.
Gotcha.
It's the Bitcoin wallet ones though that are.
That sort of makes sense.
And I don't know if it's something in their terms of service that is being violated somehow or what it is, but yeah, I'd known for a while that the last one went through today though. I know they blocked the final one that was still running.
Gotcha.
So. But yeah, it is what it is. We'll see. Maybe they're working on Apple Coin, iCoin.
That's true.
It'd probably be iCoin, huh? Never mind. Newegg. I learned a few things about Newegg this week.
Yeah.
They're the number 2 online retailer.
Yep. For anything.
Yeah.
Did you not know that they carried other stuff?
Well, I knew they did, but I just didn't realize they were so big, I guess. I thought it was more of like this underground, like, I've never talked to a real person that uses Newegg, like, and not like a real person, because obviously you do, but like, I mean, like outside of us.
Oh, right, no.
Not that I talked to a lot of people, you know what I mean, though, like.
It's funny, because I had randomly, when I built this computer, actually, I had randomly stumbled upon that they had other stuff, because I don't remember what I was looking for, but it was like, it was model number, model was Sapphire. And so I searched Sapphire cards and like all these rings came up and I was like, what? This is not Newegg. Like this can't be from them.
That is
and
weird.
I like started looking around and it's like, I mean, they're similar to Amazon of sorts.
Yeah. So I mean, like they're like confidently number 2, which is it's just crazy to me. Like you think
what's
like
what's number 1?
Amazon, by a bajillion miles. Like I guess like you think like I think like things I would think that would be up there like Zappos. I guess I don't know if that's counted as Amazon because they own them, but still. Or like Overstock, I feel like that's pretty popular.
You know, Amazon, or
like
Overstock
even like I don't know if Walmart and Target aren't counted, but even them like. But then at the same time, when you think about like Newegg's core, like people that use it are people that are know the internet well enough for like everyone like people on the internet know
of
it.
I would say Newegg is still primarily used for PC related stuff.
Right. It seemed crazy to me that they were like firmly number 2.
That's pretty cool, though.
But anyway, they are launching their own semi-Amazon Prime competitor.
Newegg Premier.
Called Newegg Premier, in case you didn't catch that. $50 a year, 3-day shipping. Oh, can you believe you'd have to wait for 3 days? Seemed like an eternity.
It was interesting.
And obviously no video streaming.
Right. I had some interesting talks with...
But it's cheaper, too, so...
Yeah, I had some... Me and Kyle talked, because he said if Amazon raises their price to $100, he doesn't know if he would purchase it again. And I was like, really? Like, how much do you... he orders way more than I do, and it's like the price alone that I've saved is way more than worth it.
When you think about, like... the fact that you don't have Netflix, it's cheaper. Well, it's got to be pretty close. It'd be like $96 a year for Netflix.
And that's what I told him. That was my comparison. I honestly would pay $150 a year because
Amazon.
No, really.
No, I know what you mean.
You know, because I figured it out. I'm like, if I paid $7 a year or. I don't know what Netflix
is. Netflix is $7.99.
Okay, so $8.
That's what it's 96.
You know, so that's $100 basically. And then Amazon Prime alone was $80.
Right.
So it's like it's a no brainer for me, you know. I mean, I know Amazon or Netflix catalog.
It would be kinda cool to pay. It's nice to have it all at once. So, like, I was thinking, like, if they did a monthly charge like that, like, it would make it a little easier, I think, on some people. Like, I know that they did try it at a time, but then they took it away again.
Like, almost right away.
Like, within a couple days, yeah.
I just like the lump sum.
But it is nice, right, paying it once a year. Like, it doesn't seem like you're paying for it. I mean, it seemed like that day that it went through, I was like, shit, I forgot that was going through. Because it automatically renewed.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to, but, like, you didn't really think about it. You're like... what's going on with my bank account? And then you're like, oh yeah. But other than that, it's like, and then I never think about it again.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Like, whatever. You need something today? Sure, here you go.
Pretty much. And 2-day shipping.
Yeah.
Three days kind of sucks, but maybe...
it's like an eternity.
But I wonder if they use USPS more than...
I haven't ordered anything on Newegg in years.
I don't remember what my... what it was mixed with my... like, my case came UPS, but I think all the other parts were USPS.
When I built my PC, that's when that was, like, 2004. So, this is probably the last time I bought anything on Newegg.
Makes sense. Anyways. Newegg Premiere.
But it makes sense that they would do something to compete, given that they are apparently the next direct competitor, which still boggles my mind.
So does it make you want to compare shop then to Newegg?
Like, no.
No? You wouldn't?
I mean, maybe, but... do they have books?
Yeah, they literally have a crap ton of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to dig further into it.
There's an app for it.
I think I do have the Newegg app. Whenever I look at computer, is it still dropping?
Yeah. 7:30.
Oh, man. Should have got out when the getting was good. No, I have the Newegg app because I use it every now and then I do look at PC parts or look for really probably right. Mostly monitors now, but
oh, that makes sense.
But when I was trying to help Josh build his PC or supposedly build his PC as well, I did start looking for parts and looked to compare prices on stuff and
nope, that makes sense.
It is what it is. And in news that I probably should have talked about when we talked about Microsoft, so Sony had their earnings call sometime in the middle of the night last night because they're in Japan, I'm pretty sure is how that works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they're selling their Sony Vio PC division.
To who? Or just they're trying to get rid of it?
No, I think they have a buyer, some random company. It's not anyone that... it's some Japanese company, I believe. Not anything anyone's really knows, at least not. I mean, I could be totally wrong. Maybe people do know. But it's weird to think that, like, it's kind of a statement about the PC world, I feel like. Like, Sony makes everything. For them to stop making...
That's a long run they've had in the laptop world.
I was listening to someone talk about it today, and they were talking about, you know, it's funny that they really got into the PC business because they were so huge in the TV business, and like in like the late 90s, everyone was like, oh, PCs and TVs are just going to combine into one thing in the future anyway.
Yep.
And so that's why they got into the market so bullishly. And then now they've kind of obviously dropped out. They sold their cell phone company not that long ago either. Did they buy out Ericsson? Actually, I think they bought out Ericsson. But they were profitable this quarter. Like, they weren't down. I just think it's funny that they make so many different electronics that they're... For them to be leaving the PC market just seems like a huge statement. But they can't... There's really no market for, like... I think people... Like, even look at, like, just with Josh recently. Like, I think people buy whatever's cheap. Like, you know, like...
They don't care.
There's that division of... If people are willing to spend the high end, I think they tend to draw toward Apple anyway. And if they're looking for a PC, they'll just buy whatever they can find at the cheapest price. You know what I mean? Like, and if there's someone that actually wants to take the time and get involved, they're just going to end up making their own anyway.
Right.
You know, so the market there is split. Like, if people are going to spend the money to splash on a high-end laptop or something, they're going to buy a MacBook. So why wouldn't they at that point? Outside of, like, Alienware, maybe. Like, no one even sells laptop at those prices. I don't know. And, like, if they really cared in making that much of a high-end, I think they would just build their own anyway at that point. So.
Desktop.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they're not building their own. Well, I mean, you could build your own laptop, but they'd be taking it to another level, I think.
That would be a waste of time.
Yeah. So it's an interesting move, but hasta luego, Sony. Well, we were talking about Amazon. I didn't have it on here, but did you want to bring up their recent acquisition?
I'm blanking on the gaming company name.
Double Helix?
Double Helix. The creators of...
Well, the current creators. I don't know if they created the original, because I think originally it was Rare, but...
Yeah, it was Rare.
They
remade...
Killer Instinct.
I thought it was interesting. Microsoft is keeping Killer Instinct, though. It's not moving with them.
It makes sense if they bought the rights, because it was a huge deal with the Xbox One. And at this point, anything Amazon's building is a competitor to Microsoft, so...
It's true.
Because, I mean, there's all these rumors of them getting into the console market, which obviously would be a direct competitor to...
Be a direct competitor?
I don't know if it would be a direct. I guess not in the sense like the PS4 and the Xbox One compete.
A streaming...
I think it'd be more like
Gamefly.
Like more like the Ouya or OnLive, right?
OnLive, that's the one I was looking for. Yeah.
Because like Gamefly was Netflix in the mail.
Right. You knew what I meant, though.
Yeah.
Streaming gaming service.
Like, because what was it? What's the company? Because both Microsoft and Sony bought one, I feel like, recently. But I don't know. We'll see what happens or if it's all. I mean, they do make games for their Kindle, like, apps, too, like those kind of games. So, it could be more of that, but it just seems unlikely. I mean, Amazon's supposedly coming out with their own phone for how long, too, so. And the set-top box, right? That one makes a lot more sense to me, but. Speaking of set-top boxes, how about them Chromecasts? Did you ever find out what happened to yours? Side note? Do you forget again?
No, it just, I never got it. And I never filled the thing out or anything. Well, I did forget about it.
Right.
About that. But I never filled anything out with Amazon either.
But did it say it got delivered?
Yeah.
You followed it too?
Yep, and it said it was signed by A-Works, whatever Amy's name is. I forget how she signs it.
Like, so it would have been in one of your packages, like a multi-package because it was Christmas?
Yeah.
That sucks.
So, and I just haven't...
You haven't followed up.
No.
Is what we're going for there. So anyway, Chromecast announced the other day that they were going to open it up. They're going to just have an available SDK for anyone who wants to make apps for it, iOS and Android. So that'll that'll make things appear a lot more rapidly now. Kind of makes me want to buy a Chromecast, actually. Mostly because they're super cheap, and why not?
$30 on Amazon still.
Really?
Yeah. I should go pick one up. I think it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what developers push out for it.
Yeah. So that'll be coming. But apparently they've clarified that you're not allowed to use it for porn. Twitter had a little bit of a leak. They had some web pages leak that showed how Twitter Commerce was going to work. Essentially just putting a buy it now kind of mark. Or like if you took a picture of your Brita picture. Is that a Brita? It's probably a Brita, right?
Yep.
Brita Perry. Like, if you took a picture of it and you, like, put it on your Twitter for some reason, right, just for fun, like, if you were, you could, like, put a buy it now on Amazon and it would show, like, buy it on Amazon for blah, blah, blah at the bottom. And then it would lead you through a series of just streamlining that buy it now options, basically. I'm surprised they haven't, like, partnered with Amazon in that sense. To get their ads up, right?
I don't think so, Tim.
No?
No. You do?
Yeah, I can see it. And in my only Apple news, besides the Apple news we already talked about, but that wasn't my Apple news, that was your Apple news.
Yeah.
Supposedly Apple has been talking to the FDA about something, some medical applications they might put into, like they're thinking iOS 8 will have this health.
Breathalyzer.
And
they're trying to make something that's like Fitbit.
Well, the rumors now are that iWatch is a lot more on the side of Fitbit, which is funny because I think that might have been in my predictions this year. But I can't be certain. I'll have to go check.
We'll find out next year.
But I know I thought about it before, and a lot of the rumors now are hinting that they just supposedly hired a sleep expert to work on it with, like, to add to the iWatch team. Because, like, the Fitbits track your sleep, you know? And then there was a... There was, like, another big psychologist, not a psychologist, but something to do with fitness person that they got on board now. So they're heavily sloped in that direction. And with their... When they released the iPhone 5S, they have that M7 chip in it now that's, like, motion sense to high end, so it's collecting all the data from every time you move and whatnot for all those. There's a bunch of apps that take very good of data off of it. So,
and people are worried about Google tracking them, huh?
The quantified self, it's a big thing,
apparently.
Maybe you didn't know. I'm surprised you don't have a Fitbit or anything.
You don't
care?
No.
You just record it all mentally.
Yep.
7 steps from my car to the elevator.
I don't, yeah.
18 steps from the elevator to my desk.
I don't think it's a health. I think it's a tool that can help motivate people, but calculating steps in the end isn't really going to do anything.
The only thing,
if you're not doing more steps than what you would normally do during the day.
The only thing that interests me about a Fitbit is monitoring my sleep.
That's the only part that I think is interesting. There's a guy that I work with.
And I just can't verify the $100 for that.
There's a guy that I work with that bought a Fitbit, and his roommate told him that he woke up at like 3 in the morning and came out and was sleepwalking and talking like clear as day, and he's like, shut up, like he didn't remember any of it.
But then his Fitbit
proved
it.
So he went and checked his Fitbit log, and he woke up at 3 in the morning and was up for 15 minutes.
See, that's cool.
Isn't that interesting?
Like, I just want to know, because, like, it monitors, like, your movement and stuff, so, like, they count it as, like, restless sleep, and, like, that's the kind of stuff that interests me.
Yeah.
I could just start taping myself. That'd be weird, though, right?
Well, I know the iPhone has an app for that, too.
There is an app. Like, my problem is, I don't know how accurate it would be, because...
Like, I'm on my phone all night anyways.
No, like, you're supposed to, like, put it on the corner of your bed, and, like, it like,
yeah,
takes the movement, but...
You're like, ah, fucking cat.
Well, the cats and Owen, like, sometimes Owen gets in our bed in the middle of the night and he crawls over me, and so I just feel like it would be, I don't know how accurate it would be in the end. You know what I mean? But that's my interest in the Fitbit and the whole quantified self thing. I know I don't really care how many steps I take a day, but mostly my sleeping habits, which are not good to begin with. So why do I need to know, I guess, right?
Bingo bango.
That's really all the news I had. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I actually didn't. This week has been hectic at work, so I haven't had a chance to keep up with tech news.
New Egg Premiere.
Yeah, I saw that, and then I saw the gaming thing announced last night before I went to bed. So.
Oh, Double Helix?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know. It's hard to judge sometimes what's real news and what's not. I mean, companies like I feel like there's companies constantly being acquired. There's this new app called Secret. Have you heard about that?
Kevin had posted one.
So like, right, yeah. So like, but it's been going around a lot, and you always see things populate inside like the tech community first, like anything that's like. And I don't know if it like, I have thought about downloading it, but I don't know if it'd be relevant without having any sort of social network. Kind of like how Path didn't really have any great effect because I didn't know they didn't have enough people using it. But like, supposedly someone wrote, like there's one of them that came out that's like Evernote's going to be acquired. I work at Evernote and we're in talks to be acquired. Watch this space or something like that, you know? And so then it kind of like circulated around, and the CEO, Phil Libin or whatever his last name is. Anyway, he said that was completely untrue, and then supposedly this guy came forward and said he did it, but he was just joking around. He didn't even work there.
That's awesome.
But it's funny, like, well, what if something like that happened? Like, can you imagine, like, we talked about before, like, when that one, the AP news account, that Twitter account got hacked and, like, sent the stock market crashing for, like, 10 minutes, right?
Yep.
Like, just little stuff like that. Like, if someone, like, if it was more mainstream, this app, and someone did put that out there, and suddenly, like, let's say Facebook was in talks to, when they were in talks to acquire Instagram, like, I don't know, I just feel like something that could have heavy effect on real life stock market and stuff, you know, like, that'd be kind of crazy. But I just feel like there's so many companies being acquired, that was what I was starting to talk about to begin with, that it's hard to track what's justifiable news and what doesn't really have any effect on anything, because they're ended up like with Google, a lot of the companies, they're just really shut down the company and they're buying the team, you know. Same with Apple, kind of. Oh, there was that news, Google and Apple are ganging up to shut down this
patent troll,
and they're trying to get push Congress or whoever they would push, the FTC to
Federal Trade
put better patent laws out there, make them better, revise them, alter Bridge.
It sucks having Franken, because he just doesn't know shit.
Franken?
Yeah.
He pretends to know a lot about the digital world.
Because he's like, oh, but we don't want to make laws, rash decisions about all this.
We got to catch this target hacker.
Just like, no.
HVAC.
HVAC?
That's how they got in. They stole credentials from some third-party contractor, heating guy.
Really?
That's how they...
Oh, I haven't... Is that recent?
Last couple days.
Interesting. I didn't know. Hear that.
Sometimes it's hard for me to judge when I really read things.
Right.
Because maybe I'm waking up in the middle of the night reading news. I don't know.
You need a Fitbit so you can tell.
I need to track it. I need to set up a camera system. Actually, I think I might buy a drop cam. But
why?
For baby monitor.
Oh, what, everyone's out bugging their babies now?
He's gonna wear one of those helmets, like in South Park, the Child Tracker 7000.
I haven't seen that one.
Season 6, check it out.
Alright.
Anyways, Randy doesn't like Franken. With that, you can follow us on our social media sites, your choice. We have Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, just Google Bleed Geek. You could give us a call at our phone number.
794-3357-4679-GEEKS.
Give us an email.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
And, you know, let us know what you think, what's going down, what's on your mind. Maybe you gotta just have a secret you want to tell us your company is about to be acquired. Who knows?
Maybe you want to learn all about Bitcoin.
Maybe you want to learn all about how the system's going to crash. And we're all going to be out our money. And then we're going to have to I don't know where I'm going with that. Anyways, you can always follow us individually on Twitter and Instagram as well. I'm at Mike037.
At the Crandall.
And as always, we appreciate you listening. Thank you. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.